MLB stars of the game, and I got the man over here for the Nationals. House, how we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Just fine. Introduce yourself to my audience.
I'm Brady, and I'm from Georgia.
Georgia?
So, yep. Georgia here in Chicago.
Georgia boy wound up in Washington.
It's just where I've been since 2021. Got drafted here in 2021, and I've been here since, so.
All right. In the big leagues, what's this big league experience like?
It's been great being around this group of guys. You know, I kind of grew up in the organization with a lot of these guys, and for us to just be here and kind of compete at the top level is special for sure.
I mean, some of these guys, they think you guys get drafted in the big leagues the next day. They don't understand the dude that you got to pay.
Right, yeah. You know, I made my debut last year. I got drafted in 21, so I was doing all the levels throughout that time that I wasn't here. So it's definitely a grind, and you know, it takes a lot of hard work to get here. So
you're going through those ladders, as you call it, each step from different levels of A ball, AA, AAA. And you sometimes get frustrated and be like, I'm quitting. I got to get this game up.
It gets frustrating for sure at times, but I think that's kind of what makes you to the player that you are now is, you know, like dealing with that adversity and failure in the minor leagues. So you kind of get here and learn how to deal with it rather than just getting here and failing and not knowing what to do. I feel like in a way it's a good learning experience to kind of go through that early so you kind of know how to deal with it down the road.
So, you know, you growing up as a kid and watching Major League Baseball, seeing these guys, do you sometimes pinch yourself like, wow, I'm on the same field with these guys?
For sure. I know they're, especially are a few guys, you know, like you try to just keep it all about baseball, but whenever you grew up, like I grew up watching the Braves, so whenever I play some of those guys, like Freddie and, you know, a couple other guys, it's kind of crazy, you know, especially because I grew up watching those guys. But at the same time, you gotta try to control it and just know that it's just baseball. Go out there and play. So
have you gotten any autographs?
I got an autograph last year from Nick Kurtz. I grew up playing with him. I got a ball from him, and then I actually got Harper's. I had his debut ticket from whenever he played the Dodgers, his opening or his debut against the Dodgers. I actually had that ticket, and he signed it for me, so that was special for sure.
Who were some of the guys that mentored you along the way?
On my way up here?
Yeah.
I'd say a lot of the coaches, a lot of the players, you know, like just being at the different levels, like me and Dalen got drafted together, you know, so going through all those levels together has definitely been special for us, you know, like especially getting drafted together, playing rookie ball together. I think we've played every level together, so that's definitely been special. And you know, a lot of these other guys that, you know, I kind of look up to that I was in spring training with a lot of the years, and then to finally get up here with them and play with them, it's been awesome for sure.
So when I was scouting, we evaluate the 5-2 that game, if about one field. What was the tool that got you with the scouts?
You know, I don't know the exact answer to that. I'd like to say that, you know, I try to, from a hitting standpoint, I kind of just, you know, what I've been working on lately is trying to control the zone, you know, like trying to do damage on the pitches that I know I can hit. And that's mainly what I've been working on lately. But from a defensive standpoint, just making sure to cover as much ground as I can. You know, even the balls I don't think I can get to, you know, like still try my best to get there, because you never know what could happen with like a bad hop or whatever. It could kick your way. So, yeah, just trying to gain as much ground and cover as much field as I can out there on defense.
So rumor has it that you the man.
I don't know about that.
Last question. Every kid dreams of playing in the big leagues. You get that call, you're going to the big leagues. walking in the locker room for the first time seeing you on Virginia? What was it feel like?
It was special. You know, whenever I got told I was going to the big leagues, it was super hectic, as everyone, it probably is for everybody. But whenever I got here and got in the locker room and saw my jersey and just being with this group of guys, it was, it didn't feel real for a little bit. It took at least a few days to kick in that I was actually here. And now that I'm here, I'm just trying to feel more comfortable every day and just, keep working. So.
Did you cry?
Oh, did I cry? I didn't cry, but I'm sure I had a bunch of family that cried.
We know Mama cried.
Oh, I know Mama cried.
Coach with the man.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.